Last night at New York's Town Hall, The New Yorker magazine presented a program called Beyond Words, New Yorker Writers Read the Work of Others. It was a benefit for the September 11th Fund. Today we're presenting highlights of this event. Here's writer Mary Carr.
I struggled with whether or not to read this poem because it's so dark. It's by Paul Celan, who is a Holocaust survivor, and it's a poem about digging for the lost. But it's also about digging into yourself for some sense of history. And it's about one person in great despair digging for someone else. And that moment of resonant clarity when a connection is struck, which is what I think poetry is. It's by Paul Celan. It's translated by Michael Hamburger. There was earth inside them, and they dug. They dug and they dug. So their day went by for them, their night, and they did not praise God, who, so they heard, wanted all this, who, so they heard, knew all this. They dug and heard nothing more. They did not grow wise, invented no song, thought up for themselves no language. They dug. There came a stillness, and there came a storm, and all the oceans came. I dig, you dig, and the worm digs too. And that singing out there says, they dig. O one, O none, O no one, O you, where did the way lead when it led nowhere? O you dig, and I dig towards you. And on the finger, the ring awakes. It's a poem by, this is a sort of antidote to the darkness of that poem. It's by Nobel laureate Czesław Miłosz. It's translated by Robert Haas. And it's a poem about how people who don't believe in God can pray. I think it's a great instruction in that. It's called On Prayer. You ask me how to pray to someone who is not. All I know is that prayer constructs a velvet bridge, and walking it, we are aloft as on a springboard, above landscapes the color of ripe gold, transformed by a magic stopping of the sun. That bridge leads to the shore of reversal, for everything is just the opposite, and the word is unveils a meaning we hardly envisioned. Notice, I say we, there, every one separately feels compassion for those entangled in the flesh and knows that if there is no other shore, we will walk that aerial bridge all the same. Thank you.
Writer Mary Carr.